Just a few years ago, we got a new hymn book. And the first hymn in our hymn book was chosen intentionally. Have you ever looked to see what it is? It's Holy, Holy, Holy. It was intentionally chosen to begin the hymnal because it establishes the temperament of the hymnal. Well, the first hymn in the book of Psalms was similarly chosen to begin the hymn book of the Israelites. The hymn describes the life of blessing. In Hebrew, the first word of the psalm begins with an aleph, which is the first letter in the alphabet, and the last word of the psalm begins with a tav, which is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet. So here we find in Psalm 1, from A to Z, of living a life that is constituted of what in Hebrew is called asherei, which traditionally we have translated as blessing. A life of blessing from A to Z. This is how you live. Blessed is the one who. The problem with translating it that way is that our contemporary understanding of blessing has a different connotation than the Hebrews had for what blessing meant. When we think about someone being blessed, we connect that to God blessing that person. But the Hebrew people didn't think of it that way. They didn't think of it as a reward system or some sort of God's beneficence being placed upon you. To be blessed was to be content, to be happy, to be taking pleasure in living. So who takes pleasure in living? The person who does not walk in step with the wicked. The person whose steps are in lockstep with the opposite of God do not experience the joys of living. The person who does not stand in the way that sinners take. The word translated sinners literally means those who miss the mark. So the person whose path misses the mark does not experience the joy of life. And the person who does not sit in the company of mockers, or better translated, hypocrites, con artists, and phony pretenders. If you want to live a life of blessing, take pleasure in your living, then you need to choose your friends wisely and your company wisely. And then delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. The law, the word is Torah, really didn't mean the rules. What it meant was the good order of creation. So we are to meditate on God's order in creation, God's will and purpose ordained in the very structure of life. The one who is blessed is the one for whom God's will is at the core of their whole life. In Luke's gospel, Jesus' words are recorded, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." The problem is the Bible doesn't really directly address a lot of the concerns that we face every day, does it? I was asked one time by a middle schooler why the Bible wasn't organized by topic. He thought it would be much, much easier if you could just look up a topic and see what God said about it. The Bible isn't a reference book, though. It's the story of God and the lives of God's people. And it is through that story that we are nourished like a tree planted by streams of water. Now, just for a minute, imagine in your mind's eye a tree. You got your tree? What kind of tree is it? How tall is it? How big around is it? How strong is it? How flexible is it? Now, some of you probably pictured a big, tall, stately tree like an oak. Or maybe you pictured one of those massive California redwoods. Others of you may have pictured a weeping willow. Or maybe an apple tree loaded down with apples. or a beautiful flowering dogwood. Whatever kind of tree you pictured, the psalmist says, blessed is the person who, like that tree, is stable, is durable, is productive, and thriving. Dr. Beth Lanielle Tanner is an Old Testament scholar and professor, and she made these observations about this tree. She says, notice that this tree is not extraordinary. It is just a tree doing what trees do. It does not try to live outside of what it was created to be. It is happy being a tree. It gives fruit in its season, and its leaves do not wither because it is constantly fed. Its roots are deep and strong. The tree will stand even when the winds and the storms come. It provides for others, giving fruit, but also experiences seasons. The one who is like the tree thrives. But the one who is not planted like a tree beside streams of water is like chaff, says the psalmist. Chaff is that outer casing of wheat seeds or the outer husk of corn. It's dry and worthless, easily burned or carried off by the wind. Those folks blow this way and that without purpose or roots. They have no grounding and are helpless in the winds of life. Several years ago, a young college student was talking with the campus minister at her college. The young woman was agnostic. She believed that the existence of God could neither be proved or disproved. And she was talking to the campus minister because she was impressed by her Christian friend's observances during Lent. Even though she was agnostic, she admired how they practiced their faith with disciplines of prayer and Bible study and fasting through that period before Easter. And she said to him, I'm not a Christian, but I want to give something up. So the campus minister suggested this. Why don't you give up your unbelief for Lent? For just a few weeks, give up your agnosticism. And just for these weeks, believe and practice the Christian faith. Practice the kind of Christian faith you think Christians ought to practice all the time. Pray just like you really believe. Read the Bible and listen for God to speak to you. And when Lent is over, you can go back to your agnosticism. So she did it. She went to worship. She prayed. She even bought a Bible and started reading it. By the end of Lent, she had formed some habits that she didn't want to give up. Her habits had fundamentally reformed her life. The very word habit comes from Latin and has at its root the concept of having or consisting of. Our habits determine what we consist of. We are what we do. And in giving up her agnosticism and beginning to practice faith, she found that she had faith. This agnostic college student's habits transplanted her like a tree beside streams of water. A 2013 Barna Research Survey studied millennials who are planted in church and who are staying there. And I thought on Children's Sabbath it was a good time for us to look at a little bit of research about children planted in church and staying there. They found that 22 to 37-year-olds had developed meaningful relationships at church if they stayed in church. They had been taught to study and reflect on what is happening in the world through the lens of their faith. They had been invited to discover their own mission and purpose instead of being told to wait until it was their turn to participate in church. And they had been taught that they had a calling in life, a purpose for living. And they developed a lasting faith through a sense of deep intimacy with God. Now, interestingly, the phrase streams of water means the division of the river where the ground is most fertile. So, you know, when you're going along a river, water just passes the shore, right? unless you come to a place where there's a V. And then that water is disturbed enough that it deposits the silt there. And that area becomes the most fertile part of land. That's what is meant in Hebrew where it talks about streams of water. Sometimes that second path would be dug out so that the water would deposit the silt there for the land. As we celebrate Children's Sabbath, may we reflect on the parallels between what the first psalm instructs will lead to a strong and stable life, a faith like a tree planted by streams of water, and what the current Barna research has found. There are two things for us to focus on. One, blessed is the person who has deep relationships. The psalm warns against walking, standing, and sitting with wicked, sinners, and hypocrites. Barna finds that young people who have developed meaningful relationships at church remain firm in their faith. Blessed is the one who has deep relationships. And second, blessed is the one who turns to God's will as their guide. The psalm teaches that the one whose delight is God's will, considering it all the time in every situation, prospers in everything that person does. And Barna finds that young adults whose faith is the lens through which they make their decisions about morals and ethics and politics and work and engagement and how they contribute to society, they remain steadfast in their faith. Blessed is the one who turns to God's will as their guide. Now turn back in your mind's eye to your tree and imagine it again. Where is your tree planted? Is it in deep relationships? Does God's will flow around it, nurturing and feeding it? Or does your tree need to be transplanted closer to streams of water to yield fruit in season? Where you take pleasure in living and in all that you do, you prosper. It is the first song in the hymn book, preparing the way for all the songs of life that follow it. May we all sing this song first. Amen.